Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. This is our special time on a Sunday afternoon where we can just get together and touch one another. I just love it. I gave some thought as to what I would talk about today, and I'm really excited about this topic because what I'm going to talk about is light, L-I-G-H-T. We use that word sometimes without thinking of exactly what it means. Why we say enlightened love, we call ourselves light workers, but I want to talk a little bit about what light is and maybe give you a new perspective. Light is a vibration, if you haven't thought about it. And I really think this is cool when you get into it. It's actually a vibration that comes from God. And what it is, it's God's love. So when we can meditate with light, work with light, we are working with God's vibration to heal, to open up our awareness, to begin a journey, an internal journey. If you work with it enough, you can actually see it. And if you work with it long enough, you can actually see the results of healing with working with the light. So, let's move a little bit along as to how you can use it. We've defined it. And one of the reasons that we can use it is because even though it is God's quality, our souls are particles of God, little pieces of God that was sent forth to become our soul. Therefore, it just makes sense, doesn't it, that if we hold particles of God, we're going to be able to work with God's vibration. That's why it's so important to understand what light is and how to be able to use it, how to bring it up through the body. So let's talk about that, because there's several ways that we can do this. We all know where the solar plexus is. You might say in the center of the body. It's called different names. But just think of that center as our connection point to God, because it is. It is a connecting point. It's part of a hara, H-A-R-A. If you go to one of my many websites, and Metatron Minutes in particular, we have some protocols there as to how to use the hara line. And people who use different disciplines, the martial arts, for instance, they know that that's a power center. And they use that as the power center. And there are other disciplines where people know that there is a connection between that power center and the core of the earth. And yes, that is a line that is drawn. It is a thread. It is a white thread. When you start to use the higher protocol as listed on the website, you start to see this line. And so you have a line from the Hara down to the core of the earth, and it is connected there in a sacred geometric shape, which is a Merkaba. Now, a lot of people are not aware that that line, that same line that we're talking about that is centered in the solar plexus, also has a thread that goes up through our body, out through the crown, and connects to the center of the cosmos with God, ultimate creator. It's kind of hard to imagine this, isn't it? That we are connected in such a way, but we are. And so today I want to talk about how to utilize this. It is a gift. And once it comes into your awareness, you then are able to work with it. And it makes sense also every day to start working with that line, make sure that it's straight, make sure that it is in alignment. And there is another line that runs across and intersects or bisects Vihara that runs horizontally. And that is your place in the world. And you make sure that those two lines are integrated and connected. Now, it's necessary, well, it's a good idea to know this so that you can understand how we're connected and the fact that we are connected to God, that we are able to call in God's light through that PowerPoint. And so we are masters. We don't realize the masters that we are. Only thing, we have forgotten it, and now it's time to walk into our mastery. So it's why we talk about these things now. It is time to pick up the robes of the masters and walk into our mastery. And so if you concentrate on that Hara, or in that area of the solar plexus, you start to, if you don't see it right away, you just imagine it. You go into a meditative state and you imagine this light accumulating there. After a while, you will see it. But in the beginning, you have to be a little patient and just imagine it. So, you see this light growing. This one, I'm going to, there are several ways that you do this, but the one we're going to talk about today, you imagine a ball of white light right there in that solar plexus area. And as you meditate with this and as you work with it, you get to the point at some point where you're really going to start to see it. Now, take into consideration the physical body. If you've seen anything with acupuncture where the meridian points are, or some of the Chinese charts in particular, you notice that there's a lot of threads of lines of energy that run through the physical body. Now you might say, well, how is this connected to this light ball that we're talking about? Well, acupuncture is helpful to people because usually when there are pains or distress of some sort, it is because these meridian points have been interrupted in some fashion and the energy is not revolving around moving in the body as it should. And when that happens, it causes pain. You could have had an accident. You could have had a fall. You could be under stress. Maybe you're not eating properly. So many things can interfere with the flow of this energy. Some people call it chi. We're aware of the prana that comes from the heavens and it actually filters into the physical body. The physical body is a remarkable body of energy. And so if we have disrupted this movement of energy, we're going to feel pain. And it might be one of these things that kind of moves around and you can't just put your finger on it because the pain might be coming from a whole thread where the meridian point feeds into other body parts. And so when you're feeling pain, you pull in this ball of white light, and we're talking here about areas where the flow of energy has been interrupted. And let's just take an example, an elbow. If you're feeling pain in your elbow, maybe you've bumped it, maybe you fell, maybe you didn't sleep right on it, you work with that light and you take that ball of light and mentally move it to the area where the pain is. Now, you use the breath with that. In addition to the light, you use breath. How easy is this? So, we're talking about the elbow that's in pain. You move the light there, and you breathe deeply. Now, as you inhale breath. You imagine it, you direct it to go to your elbow. What happens is when you breathe into a place of pain, you are expanding energy. And that's something to remember. Breathing in deeply and imagining the breath going to the place of pain expands energy. And we have that ball of light that we've put there. And so breathing into that place of pain, we are using the light to heal it. So you breathe in, you see the light there, you breathe in, and you focus it in the elbow, if that's where your pain is. And then as you exhale, you imagine the stress leaving that place. So you have a pain in your elbow. You might have fallen. You have blocked a meridian. And so you want the energy to be moving in your body again. You'll bring up the light from the solar plexus. See this ball of light go to the point of pain. Breathe as you inhale. Direct the inhale breath. Even though you're breathing with the lungs, what you are directing is the energy. You are directing the energy of the breath into that painful area and that expands it. And then you exhale. And in that exhale, you imagine the stress leaving the spot. Now, if you really are going to get good at this, and you do if you work with this process, you then observe the pain. You just observe it. You see, we humans have a tendency to say, oh, this doesn't exist. We push the emotion down and it compounds things. So to clear issues of pain and so forth, you examine it. There's no judgment in the pain. It just is. You examine it and you can start asking the body why the pain is there. Now, if you fell on your elbow, you know that there's trauma from the fall. But if you didn't fall, and you can't think of some reason why your elbow hurts, as you are paying attention to that area and you are bathing it with light and you are reducing the stress, we talked about this before. Cells speak to one another. It is part of the consciousness of the physical form. And so as you are doing this, you listen patiently and you ask the question, why does the elbow hurt? You will get an answer. The body will respond to you. It is quite remarkable. And as it does, you might feel emotions surrounding that place. Could be anger. You might have had a pain for a long time, and so you have, in a sense, unconsciously directed anger to that place. You're angry that your elbow is hurt for so long. It's holding you back maybe from writing or doing your work. And that emotion, believe it or not, has to be cleared. We are masters. We are masters of energy, and we have directed something to a body part now that we can resolve. Once you start working with these processes, it is amazing where they lead you. Sometimes following a pain in the body can lead you to a past lifetime. I've had that happen with myself so many times. I have a pain someplace, and I go through this sequence with energy, talking to my body, and find that in a past life, that body part was involved in some traumatic activity. And so it's necessary to go in and heal that. Now you might say, well, how do you go heal it? Again, what I see when I work with this is actual scenes from the past. That might seem extraordinary to you, but it's not really. People who order the Metatron soul healing conferences, when we get together on the telephone, I hold space for them, and they do this. And they are amazed, and I'm amazed, too, at the detail, how they see themselves in past lifetime garb, and they see how either an emotion or an attitude has set up a sequence in their bodies that they now have to clear today. And by the way, if that's a process that is of interest to you, you can find out more information at www.metatronminutes.com. It's quite remarkable to concentrate on a part of the body and see yourself in the garbs of a Roman or a Greek or one in Atlantis, and realize that there is something from the past that needs to be cleared that is connected to the pain that you have presently. And you might say, well, golly, that sounds so extraordinary. How in the world can anything like that happen? Well, it does seem extraordinary, doesn't it? But when you get to the subtle bodies, which is, we have an emotional subtle body that is right next to the physical body. And things from the past that haven't been cleared before you died. And this happened, I mean, just think about how many people have died in very traumatic situations over many eons of time. They didn't have time to clear it. They went to the other side, or maybe they didn't, but they perished. And all of these emotions were there, stuck in this dimension. They come back in the emotional body to be cleared. It's part of what some call karma. And this happens because our subtle bodies are really part of spirit. It is out there in a place where there truly is no time. We experience time in the physical, but things in the spiritual exist in a level of no time. And so what the emotions that occurred in a past lifetime, anything that is negative cannot go to a higher realm. It must be cleared in the dimension in which it was created. And this is what's happening today. We have many things that are coming up that must be cleared to make way for ascension. And if your soul has decided that you're going to ascend, we can't ascend physically and spiritually in the soul unless these things have been cleared, because they belong to this dimension. Our physical body, in ascension, is moving with the soul to the angelic realm. It is a step higher, even, than the soul goes when an individual perishes. That's why these things have to be cleared. So, it is extraordinary. And what I say is, listen to your body. You know, we are in such a hurry today. We don't have time for anything. We go from one activity to another. We've scheduled ourselves, well, you know, schedules with the children, schedules with work. And we come home maybe and fix dinner real quick, do homework with the children, do dishes, maybe do some laundry, we're in bed, and how much quality time have we given to ourselves? We're conscious about giving quality time to everyone else, but the quality time that I am talking about is listening to the body. We can be so wrapped up in daily activities that we neglect to feel this little sense of discomfort on the right side of our heart until maybe it builds and then you become frightened. Oh, am I having a heart attack? Well, I'm not giving medical advice. I am saying that this is one of the areas on the right side of the heart where past life traumas come up to be healed. And I'm not suggesting that no one go see a doctor. I'm suggesting that as we go along from day-to-day activities, listen to our body, converse with our body. The stories that our body tells us is remarkable. Give us a call here at BBS Radio. Tell me what you think. Ask your question. Join me on this marvelous journey. Our number here is 888-815-9756. How many ads have you seen on TV, newspaper, magazines? Oh, there is this pill that you can take, and you can get down to the size that you want. All you got to do is pop this pill in your mouth. You don't have to do any exercise. You don't have to eat, follow a schedule of a diet, and voila, you are there. Or new cosmetics. My golly, you buy this cosmetic, you use this cream, you're going to have the skin of a teenager. Take this supplement, and here is what it does for you. Have you considered asking your body if that will work with you? How's that for a whole new set of advertising? Ask your body what it requires to get down to a balance of, I don't know, maybe the way you looked at age 16, you want to look like age. And we have a caller who has joined us. And your name, please.
It's Helene Carolyn.
Helene, did you say?
Helene, H.
Helene, oh, okay. Hi, Helene. What can
Hi,
we do
Carolyn.
For you? Did you like our topic?
I liked most of it. I'm exhausted, and I fell asleep towards the end. I was taking notes, and then I just kind of conked out.
That's probably, you know, that's a good thing. It's really sinking into your subconscious. And the nice thing about BBS is you can listen to an archive and hear everything all over again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. Yeah.
I love it. So you're taking notes, Helene. So what do you need to know now that you missed when you conked out?
Well, now I want to contact you because I left off with you and you said that my singing makes people's Merkaba spin. And you said for me to look it up, and I did. And basically what I got from that, from looking it up, is that I believe it connects with their higher selves.
Yes, but let me ask you a question. When you heard that and you looked it up and you saw what it meant, how did it make you feel? Did you feel a connection?
Oh, it touched my heart.
Helene, that's the real test. It's not what someone tells you. It's the reaction that it has on the body when you hear it or you look into it, because the body never lies. And if you felt that reaction to your body, that's your truth. So that's very important. You know, people have different opinions. They come to different information. And the real test is, what did I feel? What did my body tell me? So what's your question, darling?
Well, today I've just been kind of low energy and a little bit, I guess, issues in the material world. And I was wondering maybe if you could check out anything in the Akashic Records for me, just some advice for me now.
Well, kind of need a question. You're talking, because you're mentioning a couple issues. One, you have low energy, you're saying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And the other is you're having
money
a
issues.
Problem with prosperity, money issues.
Mm.
Okay. How about we empowering you on this, and I'm going to walk you through an exercise. We're going to work with this low energy first. Now, okay. Are you relaxed? Take a couple deep breaths. I want you to relax. Be, allow any tension to leave the body. We're just two people here talking over a cup of coffee. So take a couple deep breaths. Just relax.
Okay.
Now, I want you to just think of the body. For instance, I like to think of the heart beating because most of us kind of know from things that we've seen what it looks like when our heart beats. And if you concentrate on your heart, you can do this with any process in the body. But if you use that, for example, and just think of the heart beating, you're going to be inside of your body because what happens is thought sets up an energy. And by you thinking of the heart energetically, your consciousness goes there. Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, mm-hmm. if you have done that, you would be inside of your body and you can communicate with your body. And I want you to ask a question and I want you to tell me the first answer that comes to mind. Don't think about it. Just have faith that you're getting the answer from your body and just tell me what it is and ask the question, why has my energy been low?
The first word that comes to mind is sadness.
Okay, so you're carrying sadness.
Mm.
Now, let's ask this question. What does this sadness revolve around? Where's the sadness?
I feel the sadness like in my legs and my thighs, and I think, too, it's a retail job I have that I work there part-time and I don't like being at.
Okay, so now, and that could be. So you've gotten from the, you've moved over to the thinking side, and
okay.
that could be the truth. What we're trying to do now is stay on that side, that intuitive side. Now,
okay.
you're telling me that your legs, what was that about the legs? The legs were tired?
I feel the sadness like in my legs and my thighs.
Okay, now, you see what that's an indication of. What that is telling you when you've got the sadness in your thighs and your legs is there's a part of you that's not very happy about moving forward.
Mm.
And logically, or rather, you know, you're telling me from the other side of your brain that reasoning, thinking side, that you're not happy in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And so how that's affecting your legs and your thighs is you need your legs and your thighs to move forward, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, so you need those. And so there's a part of you that's fighting one another. There's the one side of you that doesn't want to do this, and then there's the other side that you're telling your body to move on and do it. So there's a conflict there. And it's your body is telling you that this is sapping your energy. Do you see that picture?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this job. Is this a temporary job or a permanent job?
Temporary in that, you know, the plan's been to get out of there, except in July I'll be there a year. But the plan is to leave it, and it was never like a career thing. It's more like, you know, triage.
What do you want to do? What's your dream? What's your passion?
It's to sing and just have creative work. You know, even if it's not all singing, maybe doing some voiceover work, some creative, and also to work in travel as well, in international tourism, but greening it up.
Let me ask you a question. How can you do some of this part-time? In other words, this job that you're not happy in, you can work there and earn money, but then move on a part-time basis or in some other way into these creative aspects that you're talking about? Can you do, for instance, this singing or something of this nature on a part-time basis? Even if you're not getting paid for it, just do it. Are you able to do that?
I am. It's been a matter of hooking up with some people. But sometimes I get pretty zapped from working at this place.
We'll deal with that in a moment. Let's change your thought pattern a little bit, because it's the thoughts that's interfering with this, you see. If you start working for your passion in a real way, in other words, take a day, a couple hours or what, and do what you really want to do, then you can program your mind that this work that you're not fond of doing is a temporary thing, and you will just do that until work opens up full-time in the other fields that is your passion. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, so I would suggest that, first of all, you do something that takes you on the road towards your real passion, and then you meditate. Do you meditate at all?
A bit. Not too much, but a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then take some quiet moments, relax, and just like I showed you how to go into your body, tell your body that you have started thus and such, and as soon as you start making money there, this job will, you will leave the job that you're working at as soon as you can increase the money. You see, you have to change that, your attitude too. You have to feel like you're moving towards your bliss, and then this becomes a temporary thing. But see, you've been in this job for a year, and you really haven't made a move yet towards your bliss. You've got to make that step. And it's good. I'm really glad that you call me, because you see, if you continue on that path, your fatigue is going to grow, and you're going to find more and more discomfort in your legs. But if you go now and start clearing it, find a way, even if you're not making any money with it, to get some experience with what you're doing, then your body's going to believe you, because your mind will accept it that this is just a part-time job. You see, right now, you're in the situation where you're believing that this job, that you're stuck in this job, don't you?
Partially. I mean, I just got back from two press trips about greening in the travel and tourism industry, and, you know, it was all up, and I didn't get any money for that, and that's okay, because, again, that's following my bliss. But being there a day or two, then I'm just like, oh, just feel burdened again.
But your body is telling you. You see, you're getting a message from your body, darling. Your body's telling you. Your body is you see, where your mind and heart is right now is being reflected in your body. You're not happy. You're not following what you really want to follow. You're in this job that you really don't want to be in. And the emotions that's going on around that is being reflected in how you feel in your legs. And it is being reflected in your energy level. And so you have to, you see, this is a beautiful thing, because what's happening now is your soul really is prompting you to move towards your bliss in a more positive manner. And this telephone call is helping you to understand this. And you're being encouraged to move in the direction of your heart. Your heart's speaking to you. I would suggest you set up a plan. Write down on a piece of paper your plan, how you're going to start moving towards your bliss. Start meditating. Start talking to your body. Take that light example that we gave you. Use that to invigorate your legs, to clear. You see, you've got energy that is going into your legs that you could clear, and it would be very helpful to you if you did. Do it with a light. bring in God's light, collect it. Well, while we're here, let's do this real quick. I can hold the space for you. Your legs feeling tired right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Go into the body, see your heart beating, know that you're inside of your body. Now,
I am.
Can you see a light or a field around your physical body? Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Do you see any dark blotches in there or gray blotches?
Yeah, around my thighs it feels murky.
Okay, this is what we want to clear. Now, intend to gather all of that dark energy, all of these dark spots that you are seeing into a ball. You can do it. This is so simple. Just intend that all of that be gathered up in a ball and let me know when it's done.
Just about, okay.
Isn't it wonderful that you can do this?
Yeah.
Done yet? You got it done?
Almost. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. We can either call down the light or we can bring the light up through our solar plexus. And maybe since you've got a ball of this dark energy sitting there, we'll call down the light. Call down the light. In the beginning, it takes a little longer. You might not see the light at first, but you'll feel when it gets there. Just call down the light. This is God's light, God's help. You're surrounded by God's love. Do you feel the light yet?
Yeah, I do.
Turn that big ball of dark energy that you've gathered up from your thighs and just turn it over to the light, knowing that the light will take it and will transmute it so that it is just energy. And this energy can be transmuted and used in other places in the world where it's needed. And just see it leave you.
Yeah.
See it leaving yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It went right up.
Isn't it beautiful? You see how easy it is when you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Now, you have cleared this energy from your legs. Tell me how your legs feel at the moment. Do they feel lighter?
They do. They feel better.
That's right. Now, you need to do that. Work with that, too. But the real issue here is moving towards your bliss. Because what's happening was all that dark that you were seeing around your legs, that's a result of your thought. You see, you're not happy where you are. And you want to be able to have light legs and feet and thighs so you can move along in joy.
Yeah.
Isn't it exciting how we can use these little tools?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Okay, darling, you now know what you can do to relieve that.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
You're welcome, Helena. Good talking to you.
Same here.
Call in next week about your prosperity issue. Because we want to get
I will.
Okay, darling.
All righty. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, folks, I was so delighted that Helena called in with her question because it gave me an opportunity to illustrate one way how the light can be used. And it is what the topic that we started this call with was using God's light. And this is an extremely valuable tool because we had examples here of how the body communicates. And it is the way to get down to issues that we don't necessarily think of. But when our body starts speaking to us, and it will if we listen, and if we know how to go about listening, it'll help us solve an awful lot of our problems because our body is very wise, much wiser sometimes than we in our logical mind. Give us a call here. We have about oh, I don't know, 15 minutes. We've got time for another caller. Our number here is 888-815-9756. And we have a caller coming on board, and your name?
Oh, this is Dorothy. I've talked to you a couple times.
Hi, Dorothy. What can we do for you here? Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing it the best way we know how.
Yes. I'm going to utilize your holding space if you don't mind.
Absolutely. It's what we do on the show here, give you an opportunity. What can we do for you?
My back is hurting right now, and it always works best when you're in there. I know
pain.
I can do it myself, but, man, will you hold space?
I know, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yes, Dorothy, you know I have friends who hold the space for me, too. It's not...
Oh, good,
you know,
I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we all need sometimes people to hold the space for them. And it has to do with the healing process in general. It seems like someone has to energetically hold the space so that the energy we can utilize the energy and work on the physical. So...
Yeah.
You know how to go into the body. You can do it however you wish. I use it by seeing my heartbeat. And you go inside of your body. Are you there yet?
I'm there.
I can tell you are. Now, ask the body, why is it hurting at this moment? The back. Ask the back why it's hurting at this moment. First response.
Stress.
Stress,
yeah.
Yeah. My darling, why are you stressed? Where's the stress coming from?
I guess it's the not knowing what is going to happen to our house.
Ah, yeah. You've got... is it in danger of being foreclosed?
Oh, big time. So bad. So good, so bad. Who knows what it is, good or bad. It's good.
Well, no wonder your back hurts. Now,
just to
talk about that a little, see, you're stressing out over a financial issue. And I'm surprised that the shoulders don't hurt with the back also, because usually... You know, that could be a combination. So you're carrying a load of worry on your back. Get the picture?
Yep. Yeah, I can see it visually, beautifully.
You can see it visually, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I'm hunched over in my picture.
Yeah. See what happens? You're all hunched over. You got this weight of worry. And I'm not making light of the worry because, this is a very serious worry. I was amused with your vision of being hunched over.
Yeah,
this is what stress does to us. Okay, now, part of this is your belief system.
Yeah.
Now, let's suppose for a moment something happens with the house and it's foreclosed. What would you do?
Well, I'm the one with 9 cats and 2 dogs.
Oh, so you've got your little animals that you're worried about, too.
Oh, big time. They're my babies. They're my kids.
And
I'm sure the universe is going to take care of them. The universe gave them to me.
Right.
I know that in my soul.
If you had to leave your house, would there be someone who could take care of some of the animals until you got yourself set up again?
Not that I know of.
Have you tried?
Nobody's. Not recently.
Do you have a computer? Do you have a computer?
Yeah, sure
do. Okay. What I would suggest that you do is if you have friends who have email addresses, send a little note to them and tell them of your concern, if they would be able to help you, if you had to leave your house, if they would help you temporarily to look after your animal children until you're able to take them back and take care of them. You think you could do that?
Yeah, I have some very compassionate friends.
Well, you see, part of the reason that your back is hurting is you're worrying over your beloved animals. And if you could straighten that out, in other words, get some people to commit to being able to help you. And if you had to leave your home until you got set up again and you take your creatures back, you see, that would help your back.
It sure would. Yes, it would.
Okay, so
work
on that problem. Resolve that.
I am. I intend to find.
Now, as far as your house is concerned, if you lose your house, what will you do?
Well, my husband works in Virginia, so we would probably, find a place to rent down there, as my credit scores trashed both of ours because we were sick for 2 years.
Well, in a sense, what you're telling me is if the house was foreclosed, you would still have a place to live, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the universe has something really special.
And it might even be better than your husband traveling back and forth.
Oh, absolutely.
So you might be right down there with him.
Yes, he could come home at night to me instead of a room in a house.
That's right. So what I'm trying to say is, no matter what the negative outlook is at the moment, focus on the positive outcome. Because there always is one.
Yes.
And if you can focus on the positive outcome, this is going to relieve a lot of stress in your body.
Yeah.
And so, who knows? You might lose the house. I hope you don't. But if you did, you might even be in a better position than you are now from the point of view of living with your husband full time instead of just on the weekends.
I'm sure it is for the best. I remember when we left Virginia right before I decided to sell my house there to move here when my husband didn't have work. And I was crying about my animals. And, Father God told me, I'm going to take care of you and your animals. So I know this.
They're still there. You get some people lined up to help you make the transition if it happens. And then let's work on your back. Go inside of your body.
Okay. I am there.
And I want you to look at that energy body, that energy part of your body around your back. Do you see some dark clouds of energy in there? Black. Yeah. See? It's accumulating there. It's thoughts. It's stress. And then I want you to accumulate it all in a ball. And let me know, because you can mentally do this. You're the master of your body, the master of your life. Just accumulate all that dark energy, put it into a ball, and let me know when it's done.
It's accumulating as you speak.
Don't you just love it? Orally. I just think it's so beautiful. Okay, let's call down. Yeah, let's call down the light.
Okay.
Tell me when it's there.
Oh, wow.
I just love it, Dorothy. Now turn over this big heavy ball over to the light and ask the light to transmute it. It's just energy. Turn it to, transmute it to the energy. Send it someplace else in the world where this energy is needed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
I want you to look inside your body, make sure all of it's gone, all of the dark. Is it all gone?
Yeah, it's a beautiful purple right now.
Oh, I love it.
That's my favorite color. when
see,
I see
you've done
purple,
some healing. Yeah.
Lord Metatron does that for me a lot. He gives me a lot of purple.
I love it.
He knows it makes me happy.
So thank God for doing this for you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mother, Father, God.
How does your back feel?
Better. Amazingly better.
Oh, Dorothy, I'm so glad to be talking to you.
It's always good to talk to you, too.
I know. Just call us anytime. We're here for you, you know.
I know, I know. That's why I called. I got right through. First.
Good for you.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, darling.
So
my pleasure.
And I'll free up the airways for some other...
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay, bye for now. Namaste.
Bye. Namaste. We have two or three moments. Anybody wants to call in for, a quick question, don't forget our website at www.metatronminute.com. All kinds of really good things there. Protocol for using the higher lines. The place is there in case you want to ask for a Lord Metatron healing reading. We connect you with Lord Metatron. It's a beautiful session. And there are newsletters that you can sign up for, or if you have a question for Lord Metatron, you send it there. It comes to me, and then I ask him what the answer is, and we put it in our newsletter. So a lot of great things going on. Also at our website, www.22012countdown.com, there's a lot of new information there about the recent new moons, new energy coming into the planet. So there's the equinox, there's a lot there, and you'll have an opportunity to add to your knowledge. We only have a minute, don't we, Don? Okay, we have a caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, Carolyn, it's Pat. Quick question.
Yes, Pat.
I've been working with you on meeting someone. I just met someone named Vince. I'm wondering if you can tell me if he has interest in me. And he may be a lot younger than me. I'm not sure. And what you
feel. My golly, Pat. Age is a number.
I know.
We are attracted to people of different ages, especially right now. I think what's happening now, it's more, there is more importance being placed on vibration and where we are spiritually. And so earlier, I think age had more of a play with regards to matchmaking.
Right.
But I wouldn't allow the age to interfere. I would say just do the necessary things for your skin. Attitudes have a lot to do with it. Work on your skin. Work on your diet. Get your hair healthy. Exercise. You might find that doing these things, you might even feel younger than he, even if you are calendar-wise older.
Right. Do you see interest on his part? I'm not sure. He was very sweet. He left me a gift at my art opening reception. I had just met him.
Oh, I tell you what I would really like to do with this. I would really like to take you to your pre-birth period when you were on the other side making arrangements to come into this lifetime and see if he's the one that you worked with, because I think that would be much more important than me giving you an answer if you could actually see it and work with it. How about calling me next Sunday and we'll do that for you?
Okay, thanks, Carolyn.
Yeah, because what we're doing now is we're going off the air, and I can't get justice to that. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
My love to you all. And to all of you wonderful people out there, I send you my love. And next Saturday, I'll be on the air with Charlene. We have a two-hour show then, lots of good things with regards to healing. And check back with me again next Sunday at this time. goodbye for now. Love you all.